For our GeoQuiz today, head for the Highlands. Now, highlands can refer to just about any mountainous region or plateau. The Scottish Highlands, Tasmanian Highlands, or the Tibetan Plateau all qualify. But we're interested in the Peruvian Highlands. That's the region of Peru located along the Andes, the world's longest mountain range. Fun fact for a future GeoQuiz there. We'd like you to name a city that's located right by the Andes. It once served as the capital of the Incan Empire. That all changed, though, with the arrival of the Spanish conquistadors. But tourism has kept the city's culture and economy booming. The city's just a few hours by train from both the Sacred Valley of the Incas and the Citadel of Machu Picchu, so the city is known as the Gateway to Inca Territory. We're going to tell you about some ancient treasures that may soon be returned to the city when we slip you the answer in just a bit. I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Just ahead, Afghanistan's biggest pop star performs in Taliban country. First, though, today's GeoQuiz, which sent us looking for the Peruvian city that was the capital of the Inca Empire. The answer is Cusco, and the University of Cusco is about to bring back some of the glory of the Incas. The school will receive thousands of ancient artifacts that were taken from the Citadel of Machu Picchu, among them pottery, textiles, and bones. They've been at Yale University all this time, but the world's William Troop reports they're going to soon head back to Peru.
Peru has been pressing Yale to return the artifacts for years now. The Peruvian government went so far as to sue the university to try to force the return. But Yale defended its ownership of the relics. It was Yale historian Hiram Bingham who discovered them nearly 100 years ago. The negotiations between Yale and the Peruvian government were contentious for years. But this weekend, Yale decided to return the artifacts, and Peruvian President Alan Garcia welcomed the move.
El gobierno peruano agradece esta decisión.
The Peruvian government is grateful for this decision and recognizes that Yale kept all of these items safe. Otherwise, they would have been dispersed among private collectors across the world, or maybe they would have disappeared altogether.
One crucial element of the agreement transfers the artifacts from Yale to another university dedicated to preserving and studying them. That's the National University in Cusco, the ancient Incan capital. The news inspired celebrations in Cusco. One resident seemed to speak for many. She said, "We thought all hope was lost and that we would never see these items returned from the United States." Yale University officials say the best items in the collection will be returned first. The goal is to have the artifacts in Peru in time for next year's centennial celebration of Hiram Bingham's rediscovery of Machu Picchu. For The World, I'm William Troop.